don't you go to church?
Let me tell you something. I practice being a good person every day, okay? I'm a decent fellow. I do good things. I always leave a big tip. If a squirrel runs in front of the car, do I not swerve? I'm considerate of people's feelings. Remember the plumber who came over with the big eye? I treated him like a completely normal person. Okay, so why do I have to go to church every Sunday to prove my goodness? I'm living it.
Well, you know, since you are so good during the week, maybe on Sundays we should have everybody come over here and sit around you.
Other side of the cantina. I asked the guy why he's so fly. He said, "Funky Comadina."
Oh, baby! Hour number two on a football Friday. Wanted to go over this real quick before we dive into the numbers and the lines and all that jazz. If you looked at the probable starters in the National Football League for week number 9, this is incredible. Here are some of the starting quarterbacks that you may not expect and that will greatly not only decide the lines in the league, but also it may tell you, hey, maybe I do, maybe I don't want to take this game. Good chance that Brett Rypien is going to start at the Packers for the Rams. Now you've got the rookies that have actually got some seasoning under their belt, like C.J. Stroud. You got some youngsters like Sam Howell going to New England. You got Bryce Young hosting the Colts. Then you have guys who have been in the league for a little bit, but you don't love Jordan Love, all puns intended here on Armchair Quarterback Radio. Baker Mayfield. What Gardner Minshew are we getting this week? It looks like Daniel Jones will be back. What about Aiden O'Connell playing against the Giants this weekend? What about some Mac Jones up against Washington? Taylor Heinicke taking on the Vikings. Then, of course, you have the guys who have been there, done that. We know what to expect, and we don't expect a whole hell of a lot. Guys like Zach Wilson. Guys like Jaren Hall. Guys like Tyson Bagent. Clayton Toon. Is Clayton Toon going to do anything in Cleveland? There's a lot of moving parts. And it's going to make this week incredibly difficult to handicap. But we're going to give it a go anyways. So last week, we started these 12 packs. And not a bad week, honestly. 8-4, I'll take it. 4-1 in the National Football League. So I'll take that anytime I can get that. And I really do believe that this week's going to be a little more difficult. So you love having that 8-4 under your belt. All right, let's go diving in. We're going to start off as we normally do with college football and some of the games that are going to be on the slate this weekend. We do have some games here on Friday night. And just to hit them up real quick, Boston College is at Syracuse. Syracuse giving up 2.5. Colorado State is at Wyoming. And that's the big thing. So the game that really jumps out at me, Boston College is at Syracuse. The over-under is 51.5. Boston College, Syracuse, over-under 51.5. I am going to bang the under. I just don't believe that either one of these teams are going to put up enough points in a game that, look, these are two teams that are going to want to try to run the ball. And that's just going to continue to bleed the clock. So give me Boston College, Syracuse. Give me the under. Let's get it. All right, Saturday. This seems like a game where, look, Florida plays better at home. They also play much better against bad teams. And the University of Florida is giving up 6 points against Arkansas. I have no problem giving up those points. I think Florida probably wins this by double digits. I just really think that this is going to be a game where Florida is going to try to bounce back, try to flex what little muscles they have against a bad Arkansas team. I mean, a bad Arkansas team. And if you want another angle on this, the team total for Arkansas, I'd be hitting the under on that. I may be even hitting the under at 50.5 across the board, but the number I like the best is Florida minus 6. I think Florida probably wins this game, probably by 2 touchdowns, maybe even more. Arkansas is just not a good football team. Connecticut-Tennessee game, that is also a noon game on Saturday. Connecticut is getting 35. It was 31 when I took it earlier in the week. Shooting up that high, I'm going to tell you to stay away from it. I don't like it. Not when you start talking about 35, especially a Tennessee team that's going to want to run the football. So I'm steering clear of that one. And we've got some other interesting ones in the early slate. And one of the ones that jumps out at you is the Notre Dame-Clemson game. Clemson is getting a field goal. And I think your average Joe is going to assume that Clemson is going to get their lunch handed to them. That Notre Dame is going to go in there and they're going to thump them and away we go. I don't know if I'm buying that. I really don't. And it's one of my early teasers that I'm going to give you. Give me Clemson and the points on a teaser. All teasers that we give you will always be 6-point teasers. So I'll be getting 9 at that point. And with that, I'm going to pair it up with another noon kickoff. And give me Georgia Tech +8. They're getting 2 right now, but I like the teaser Georgia Tech +8. So Georgia Tech +8, Clemson +9, and that's my first early teaser. We scooch down a little bit, and we head towards the 3:30 kickoffs. Florida State is -20.5. That line's been going up and down. I think Florida State's going to put it on Pittsburgh. I'd be a little more reserved with this if Pittsburgh was playing a night game at home. It's going to be a day game. Florida State shouldn't have any issues. And I do believe they're going to be motivated by that number 4 ranking by the college football poll. And they've been covering. They haven't been covering by a bunch, but they've been covering. And I think that continues. Give me Florida State -20.5. Number 5 game that we're going to give you here on this 12-pack. All right, this is going to be one that I feel like I have to pick. I don't love it, but I felt like I had to pick this one. Georgia, Missouri. Georgia is giving up 14.5 points. The over-under is 55. A couple of numbers jump out at me here, but the main one that I'm going to focus on is the point total in this game for the two teams. Not the total game, the total, but the actual team total. And I think Missouri's going to have a hard time moving the ball on Georgia. I could see them getting some points on the back end, but here's where I like the number. you look at the first half points, Georgia's over-under is 19.5. Missouri is 9.5. You look at the first quarter points, they've got Georgia 7.5, Missouri 0.5. 0.5. That's the number I'm going to. Give me Mizzou to score something in the first quarter. That's all I need, is something in the first quarter. A field goal, whatever. And I'm going to bank on that. I don't think they're going to get a lot of points on Georgia. But usually that first drive that you get, and look, you could be aided by good field position, whatever. But usually that first drive that you get, it's usually well scripted. And all you got to do is get down there into field goal range and away we go. All right. Let's go ahead and look at some of the other 3:30 kickoffs. As the college football slate isn't the greatest this weekend, but you do have some interesting games. Mainly, we get the last time we get to see Bedlam. Oklahoma is giving up 6 points to Oklahoma State. It's on the road in Oklahoma City. The over-under is 60.5. I'm going to take Oklahoma State in the points. It's more so of me not believing that Oklahoma State is... It's not so much that I think Oklahoma State is this great football team, but they're at home. They've had this game circled. They still have an outside chance to make some noise in the Big 12. And Oklahoma has not looked good week in and week out. And you're going to give me 6 points, I'm going to take it all day long. So there you have, what do we have? 6 games so far in college football. I usually lean a little more in college football, and I'm going to continue to do so. We're going to give you some more picks here on college football. We are going to take a quick break. Step away when we come back. The rest of our 12-pack, keep it locked in here on the Key on a Football Friday.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Are you looking for a reliable dental practice that not only cares about your teeth, but is friendly to work with? How about one that offers great deals and new patient promotions? Well, your search is over. Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton, Georgia is committed to giving you the biggest and brightest smile. Right now, get a $99 new patient special, including x-rays and exam. Maybe you're looking for veneers. Most Valuable Smiles veneer special includes one free veneer with every 5 purchased. Or get that bright white smile you've always wanted by taking advantage of an exclusive $100 off Zoom whitening treatment when you book today. And don't forget that 2022 is almost over. That means most insurance policies will reset by the new year, and to avoid losing that extra money, you need to use it or lose it. Book an appointment today with Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton to lock in these exclusive deals. Call 706-623-0318 or visit mostvaluablesmiles.com.
Hey, Braves Country. Braves Country HD is bringing you Braves Country Baseball. Braves Country comes to you every Tuesday night and Friday night, and 2 bonus games every week. Hi, I'm Mac McGee, and we'll be bringing you play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch of your Atlanta Braves. It's free to listen. Please like and subscribe. YouTube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country Baseball, for the fans, by the fans.
Here's good news. There's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Enjoy sun-drenched days, epic stays, and plenty of room to roam in Greater Fort Lauderdale. Our hotels, attractions, and restaurants have taken the Visit Lauderdale Safe and Clean pledge so you can relax and explore with confidence. When you're ready for that well-deserved staycation, our 23 miles of golden beaches await. Find wide-open spaces to hike, bike, kayak, and paddleboard. Visit your favorite attractions, then dine out in style in dining rooms or al fresco on waterfront patios. Learn more at sunny.org.
Braves Country Today. We're talking Southern sports. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Braves Country Today, Southern sports talk with the voice of Braves Country Baseball, Mac McGee. Joined every day from sports analysts from all over Braves Country, talking college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and what's trending in the world of sports. Braves Country Today. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE.
It all starts with just one thing. When recycling, rinse out jars and cans, and avoid recycling wax paper or paper soiled with food. This will reduce recycling contamination. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's The Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good.
Welcome back.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Got a pretty good slate of college football this weekend. Not the best games, but you know what? Every time you think that it's going to be a ho-hum weekend in the world of college football, we normally get upsets. It's just the way it is, and I don't expect this weekend to be any different. Every time you just kind of look over, all right, we got the one big game in Tuscaloosa, but other than that, what am I really watching? We got a night game in Los Angeles, but what am I really getting locked into? I will say this. The 3:30 slate, they didn't do a very good job of evening that out. You've got Missouri, Georgia, and I am very interested to see what this game ends up being. But if Missouri, Georgia doesn't end up being a close ball game, unless we get some kind of an upset alert in Pittsburgh with number 4 Florida State, or unless Maryland can go head-to-head with Penn State and put a shocker on them, or maybe we get absolute chaos in Bedlam and OK State knocks off Oklahoma, there is going to be a possibility of it being snooze alert between 3:30 and 7:30. But when you get back to those games on Saturday night, you've got a pretty good slate. Now, Purdue, Michigan, that's the NBC game. I mean, I just can't imagine that's going to be a close game. Purdue has not been competitive. Michigan, we've kind of gone over their cheating scandal. I don't want to beat a dead horse. But with that being said, Michigan is going to go head-to-head on national television, a night game, have an opportunity. You talk about a team that's probably got a little something to prove. They're sitting there at number 3, and I guarantee you they believe that's too low. Now, before this cheating scandal came out, I'm telling you right now, I would have Michigan as my number one team in the country. There's no doubt in my mind. But the cheating scandal is real, and more information keeps coming out about it, and it just seems like that you give the committee any opportunity to snub Michigan, it's going to happen. If Michigan wants to go to the national title playoffs, the college football playoffs, to play for the national title, go to the national title game, they damn sure better go undefeated. Because if they get one loss, that's all the committee's going to need to say, bye-bye, you gone, kick rocks. So they better lay the wood on Purdue. What are they, a 32.5-point favorite? How the hell is that your NBC night game? NBC, what the hell are you doing? A 33-point line, and that's the game you're putting on? So needless to say, nobody's going to be watching NBC on Saturday night. I mean, that's just a given. You really got some gambling issues if you put in a good chunk of change into that one. Washington, number 5 in the land, is at Southern Cal. Southern Cal is getting 3. We'll get into that game here in a second. The over-under, by the way, is 76.5. But that's going to be a game that a lot of folks are going to be, you're going to be flipping back and forth unless you're actually modern and have more than 2 devices. I mean, come on. If you don't have at least 2 damn TVs kicking, 2 devices kicking in whatever man cave, living room, whatever, then every time there's a big time college football Saturday or whatever, you need to take your butt to a bar, a restaurant. Because it is unacceptable to have one device to watch one game nowadays. Get out of the Stone Age and let's go. At the same time of that Southern Cal USC game, which we're all going to be locked in on, LSU is going to be going into Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama. Both those games, by the way, are 3-point games. Both of those games, I believe, are comically wrong on the over-unders. And we will be going to those for one of our next locks, but I do want to hit up the rest of the slate of the day. You've got number 16, Oregon, going to Colorado. Oregon State. Number 16, Oregon State, going to Colorado. I don't see how Colorado is going to compete. It's a 13.5-point spread. Usually that means that they're trying to get you to take Oregon State like it's some kind of a trick. But Colorado, how the hell are they going to compete? I expect them to be exactly what they've been in most of the games where they play a formidable opponent, just get their doors blown off and away you go. UCLA is at Arizona, number 19 UCLA at Arizona. And Arizona has been very tricky at home. UCLA better watch out. If they want to keep their nose in the Pac-12 championship race, they better come real. By the way, 2 o'clock Eastern time? Really, 2 o'clock Eastern time? Arizona State is at number 18, Utah. Utah is going to have an axe to grind. Why the hell are they playing at 2 o'clock Eastern time out in Salt Lake City? I mean, can anybody explain that to me? 2 o'clock? That's either noon or 11 a.m. out in Utah. It changes with the time change, so I'm not 100% sure. But regardless, why are they playing that damn early? Stupid. Other games around the Southeastern Conference, teams that are not ranked. We already talked about the Florida game. and other team, other games in the Southeastern Conference. You know, you got Texas A&M, Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a 3-point favorite. I see a lot of sharps that are banging the drum about A&M and the 3 points. I just don't like it. I'm not impressed with A&M. I can't buy into them. There's nothing about Texas A&M that makes me think that they can go in to Oxford with just 3 points and get me a W. Tennessee hosting UConn. Once again, I think that's going to be a blowout. When a line is that high and it continues to grow, eventually you're going to get on the wrong side of it. South Carolina, 16.5-point favorite at home against Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State is 7-2, and I get it. They don't play in the SEC. I get that. But this South Carolina team is falling apart. Be careful in taking that game. Auburn is giving up 12.5 points at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is a bad football team. Auburn's due to go out there and get a W, but Auburn has been so much better at home. I don't love that game, but what I do kind of like, if you want to lean one way or the other, that over-under seems a little high, 49.5. I don't know how 50 points are going to get scored between those two schools. Kentucky is a 3.5-point favorite at Mississippi State. If I was going to hit that game, I would probably take Mississippi State at home. But honestly, I can't trust either one of these teams. The over-under is about where it should be, 45.5. To be honest, that's really not a bad number one way or the other. But we move on and we get back to our locks. So if you're just joining us, we took Boston College Syracuse under 51.5. Florida, 6-point favorite at home against Arkansas. We took a teaser, our first teaser, Clemson, +9, Georgia Tech, +8. Give it to me. Florida State, 20.5 is the line. We're taking the Noles to cover by 3 touchdowns. Oklahoma State is getting 6. We're going to go ahead and ride with the Cowpokes in Bedlam one last time. Missouri just has to score 1 point in the first quarter. Could be tricky, but they just got to score 1 point in the first quarter. And we're betting that they do. All right. Let's head to a couple more college picks and a little transition to the National Football League. We talked about this a second ago. Alabama and LSU, the over-under is now 61. USC and Washington, the over-under is 76.5. Now, I get it. Washington has put up some points. Southern Cal's defense hasn't been that great. But I'm going to be honest with you. I think the over-under might be a touch high. Just a touch high. And with that, I think the LSU-Alabama over-under of 61 is a touch low. So I'm going to go ahead and tease the two of those games. I'm going to take the under on the Southern Cal-Washington game, taking my total to 82.5. And conversely, I'm going to get the over-under in the LSU-Alabama game down to 55. I don't think LSU is going to be able to stop Alabama. I also think LSU's offense is incredible, and they're going to be able to go up and down the field on Alabama. I don't have a strong feeling about the +3 one way or the other, so I'm going to go the other direction, and I'm going to take the lines in that game. By the way, Miami is a 5-point favorite at NC State. Keep an eye on that one. Don't have a strong enough feeling to be able to tell you to go ahead and hit that. But I feel like that would be a number that's very, very gettable. So Oregon State and Colorado, this will be my last college football game that I gave you. Oregon State and Colorado. The over-under in this game is 63. Colorado team total is 25.5. Oregon State's team total is 37.5. You look at the other lines and some of the ones that jump out at you are things like Oregon State 7.5 in the first quarter, Colorado to score 3.5 in the first quarter, Colorado to get 12.5 in the first half, Oregon State 37.5 total, Oregon State to get 19.5 in the first half. I think that's where I'm rolling. I think I'm going to take Oregon State to get over the 19.5 mark in the first half at Colorado. I just think they're going to be able to score at will on that Colorado front. And I believe Colorado's going to turn the ball over and give them some short fields as well. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hit some of the lines in the National Football League as we give you a 12-pack to go on a Friday. Let's get it. Hey, Braves Country. Braves Country HD is bringing you Braves Country Baseball. Braves Country comes to you every Tuesday night and Friday night, and two bonus games every week. Hi, I'm Mac McGee, and we'll be bringing you play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch of your Atlanta Braves. It's free to listen. Please like and subscribe. YouTube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country Baseball, for the fans, by the fans.
Here's good news. There's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Enjoy sun-drenched days, epic stays, and plenty of room to roam in Greater Fort Lauderdale. Our hotels, attractions, and restaurants have taken the Visit Lauderdale Safe and Clean pledge so you can relax and explore with confidence. When you're ready for that well-deserved staycation, our 23 miles of golden beaches await. Find wide-open spaces to hike, bike, kayak, and paddleboard. Visit your favorite attractions, then dine out in style in dining rooms or al fresco on waterfront patios. Learn more at sunny.org.
Braves Country Today. We're talking Southern sports. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Braves Country Today, Southern sports talk with the voice of Braves Country Baseball, Mac McGee. Joined every day from sports analysts from all over Braves Country, talking college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and what's trending in the world of sports. Braves Country Today. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE.
It all starts with just one thing. When recycling, rinse out jars and cans and avoid recycling wax paper or paper soiled with food. This will reduce recycling contamination. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's The Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
No birds of a different feather. Our love keeps us together. And she knows what's wrong with me tonight. I've got that Friday night fever. Sometimes a man just needs a breather.
Oh, Friday night fever. Let's get a little King George on a Friday night. Rocking and rolling. I guess that's more country and western. But anyways, we get into our 12-pack to go. Now, we'll go over all these at the very end. But just to catch you up to speed, we have hit 8 games so far. 8 college football games. We've given you 2 teasers. So we're going to head to the National Football League where, hey, you've got some interesting games. We're not going to steer away. We're not going to run from the big games. We're going to give you a couple of the big games. We're also going to give you some of the ones that we really like. And I think there's going to be a feeling in this Miami-Kansas City game that the over may be a tad high because it's 50.5 and they are traveling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't care. I think this is going to be an absolute shootout. I really do. I do. I feel like this is going to be a shootout that I want to have a piece of. And with that, I'm going to give you the over Miami and Kansas City. 50.5. I'll take it. I thought about teasing this, but I'm going to use a part of this game as a tease on another play. But this is a game where I think points are going to come early and often, and I hope for the NFL fan that we get a classic shootout. 28-27. 33-31. Something that's just absolutely epic. And I am looking forward to this. I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of times on these Sunday morning games, I don't really lock in. I'll sleep in a little bit. If it's a team that I follow, like Atlanta or Jacksonville, Tennessee, that type of thing, I'm probably up and watching it, but I'm probably fixing breakfast for the family and, you know, not totally locked into the game. This game, I'm going to be locked in. It is going to be go time at kickoff at 9:30. I want to see every single play of this. Cannot wait. Looking forward to it. You got some interesting games considering all the quarterback questions swirling around. I'm probably going to wait till Sunday to find out who the starters are and look at some of the different variables. And I'm more likely to jump into that. On Sunday morning, but if I'm giving you picks here on a Friday, I got to go with the lines that I really like. And here's a couple of them. First of all, I do think the Dolphins are a tad underrated. They're on a neutral field. They're getting a point. But I'm not going to go crazy. I'm going to tease the Dolphins. I'm going to make them a part of one of my teasers. So I'm going to tease the Dolphins, and a perfect tease with this to take me to 7 would be give me the Baltimore Ravens. All they've got to do now is win. And right now they are a 6-point favorite. It's a perfect tease. I talk about this for years. Folks who have followed our show for years, I have been talking about this for years. It's all about West Coast, East Coast. And Seattle, a West Coast team, is going east. And they're doing it at 1:00 Eastern. So I love the Ravens in this spot. I'm going to make them a part of my tease. And give me the Dolphins. Now I've got a touchdown in my pocket in the Dolphins that I think more explosive offense. I think their defense will be able to hang with Kansas City. And I think this is going to be a great game. But if you can give me 7 points in the Dolphins, I love it. I love every bit of it. All right, so NFL so far, I gave you the over on the Dolphins and Chiefs. I gave you a tease of the Dolphins and the points. Baltimore, will just have to pull off a W. So then we go to the Sunday night game. And the Sunday night game, the Cincinnati Bengals are minus 135 on the money line. And I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bengals all day long to win this game. I do not believe the Bengals are going to lose at home. Look, if you remember that DeMar Hamlin game, and you remember what was going on before that injury, Cincinnati was handling Buffalo. Cincinnati's a better damn team than Buffalo. Cincinnati Bengals are going to put it on the Buffalo Bills. I would give up 6 points. I would give up seven. That's how much I believe in this Bengals team at this point. Give it to me. Give it to me. And I'm going to give you one last teaser on the weekend. And I decided to make this one a fun one because I want to give you a game, a matchups where you have a 4:25 kickoff Dallas-Philadelphia. You also have a Monday Night Football game of Chargers at Jets. So you can always go back and hedge your bet if you clear the first part of this. Dallas is getting 3. Dallas, I think, might win this game, but I'm going to tease it to get myself 9 points. 9 points. So I'm going to have Dallas plus 9, and then I'm going to take the New York Football Jets at home against the Chargers, who rarely beat anybody except a terrible Bears team, who rarely beat anybody by more than 3, and they're giving up 3.5 to the New York Jets with that defense. I will take my chances with that. I will absolutely take my chances with that. Okay, let's go ahead and go over the 12-pack on this football Friday. You've got, recapping the NFL real quick, the Dolphins, Chiefs, I'm taking the over 50.5. Dolphins, Baltimore, I'm taking them in a teaser. So all I have to do is have the Baltimore Ravens win now. Is there a 6-point favorite? So it gets down to 0. And the Dolphins are now getting 7, not 1. The Cincinnati Bengals on the money line. Minus 135. That's my look. My magic numbers. I won't give you anything minus 150 or higher. I usually don't give you one minus 150. Sometimes I will, but I usually like it actually lower, minus 145 down. But minus 135, that's right there in the wheelhouse. And I think they're going to absolutely dominate Buffalo. Dallas plus 9. And the Jets plus 9.5. On a teaser. You go to college football, and I gave you 8 games there. Oklahoma State, 6 points. Give it to me. Taking the Oregon State Beavers to score 19.5 points, or actually score 20 points or higher in the first half. I'm going to take a teaser of the Southern Cal Trojans and Washington Huskies. Give me the under on the teaser. It's now just 82.5. Or it's now up to 82.5. Excuse me. LSU Alabama, I'm teasing that over. Taking that 61 down to 55. So that's my other teaser. Missouri to just score a single point in the first quarter. Let's hope they can do it. 1 point. That's all I need. I need a field goal. I know exactly what the hell is going to happen here too. We're going to have a situation where Missouri's going to have the ball in Georgia territory, 4th and 1, and I'm going to be screaming at the TV, kick the damn field goal! And they'll go up to the line, and hopefully it'll just be to try to draw them off sides, but they'll go up to the line. I'll be having a stroke. All right. Florida State minus 20 and a half. I just feel like that they're going to roll all over Pittsburgh. I know it's a road game. I get that Pittsburgh has played much better at home. This Florida State team is starting to play a little better. I do think they're going to have something to prove. This is going to be the time. Now that we got all the college football rankings out there and they've had their little say on ESPN and told you why a team's good and why a team isn't good, why a team isn't good enough, this is where you're going to start seeing teams trying to pad their resume. And Florida State is going to try to push that number over the 20 and a half. They know that everybody looks at it, not just the voters, college football committee, the fans, and they look at your number. They look at your line in Vegas. And if they can push it past the 20 and a half, if they can cover the spread, even though it really doesn't matter in the whole grand scheme of things, what the typical reaction out of most fans will be, they might be a little better than we thought they were. If you don't cover the spread, you get the exact opposite reaction. See, I told you they weren't any good. They're overrated. The difference between winning by 14 and 20 is that. Or, see, the line's 20 half. So the difference between winning by 17 and 24 is going to be that. So that's my main reason for taking that. I do think that Florida State's offense is going to be explosive and put up some points. And the FSU defense starting to play a lot better. They still got some things they got to clean up on that offensive line. But they're starting to put it together. And they're getting a little healthier here as we go to hit the corner. My other teaser for you. Clemson plus 9, Georgia Tech plus 8. 6-point teaser. I like this one a lot. I just feel like the two of them can keep these games close, if not pull off the upset. Everyone is assuming that Notre Dame is going to go in there and just roll Clemson. I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced. Florida Gators are giving up 6 points at home against Arkansas after getting thoroughly embarrassed against their arch rival Georgia. You can make the argument, is their arch rival Georgia or Florida State? Whatever. It's 1 and 1A, right? And Georgia embarrassed them. You think they haven't heard it all week? Not just from the press. You think they haven't heard it in class? Dude, what happened? Y'all suck. Y'all stink. What happened? They're going to come out fired up. And I think the defense is going to shut down that terrible Arkansas offense. And Arkansas will give up. This over-under seems high to me. But regardless, I'm going with Florida minus the points. 50 and a half? It seems incredibly high. I think it's more like 28 to 10. 30 to 10, 27 to 10, somewhere in that neighborhood. But I don't have enough confidence in the Arkansas secondary to slow down the Florida passing game. So I'd rather just take Florida minus the points. And I believe that leaves us with Boston College, Syracuse, the under, little Friday night action. The over-under in this game is 51.5. Now, we know weather's not going to be an issue. It's in the Carrier Dome. Still, these are two teams that aren't particularly going anywhere. I don't know how much of a electricity you're going to have in the stadium. And that leads into kind of a ho-hum, show up, don't show up type of game. So with all that being said, I really like this game tonight on the under. Would I like to tease it? Yeah, you know, I would love to tease it. The problem is I don't love taking Syracuse, which would be at that point 3.5, getting 3.5, or taking Boston College at 8.5. I don't like either one of those leans. If I was going to lean one way or the other, I'd probably take Boston College just because it's the bigger spread, and I do expect this to be a pretty close game. The other game tonight, by the way, is Colorado State and Wyoming. I don't believe we went over that. The over-under in that game is 41. It's very enticing. I feel like that's a pretty damn low under. And if you really wanted to do something with the over-under in the Boston College game and the Colorado State-Wyoming game, you could take the over, and that would take you down to, what, 35 points? In Colorado State, Wyoming, and then you would get the under in Boston College, Syracuse, up to 57. But depending on the weather out in Wyoming this time of year, there's a lot of factors that you really have to dive into. And I don't really love that side of it. I'm going to play it safe and just take the under in the Boston College Syracuse games. Couple other lines that we didn't talk about, just of interest before we go to ride out of here on a football Friday. It's officially football season as baseball's coming to an end, right? As baseball wraps up and then we hit the off season and then we hit, you know, what are the Braves going to do with all of their, a lot of different decisions they got to make. And you only get 5 days, by the way. But back to the football. Some games of interest that I think are very interesting as far as lines go. Iowa Northwestern, 30.5. It seems like a low line, but my God, Iowa is just, their defense is solid. They take the air out of the ball. And depending on what the weather ends up being, you're probably better off taking the under on that. I don't love it either way. But even with that being said, it's a game that probably ends up 12-7. Somewhere in that neighborhood. You have couple of other lines out there that we haven't hit up yet. First of all, Michigan giving up 33.5. We kind of skated over it a little while ago. I do think Michigan probably covers that. Purdue is terrible. Michigan's going to want to run up the score. I just don't love giving up 34 points to a team that's going through this much junk in the media. They can all say that they block it out, et cetera, but we've seen it too many times where it comes back to bite teams in the butt. The Auburn-Vanderbilt game, kind of talked about that earlier, Auburn giving up 13. My lean more is to take the under in this game at 49. Virginia Tech, Louisville. Louisville is giving up 10 points. I mean, I kind of like the Hokies to hang in there. Now, if they fall behind, the problem with Virginia Tech is they're not going to do a great job of rallying the troops, but they're going to try to keep that game nip and tuck. Louisville should win it, but I don't know if 10 points is reasonable. James Madison, by the way, is giving up 6 points at Georgia State. Wouldn't that be a big win for that program? Georgia State could pull off that upset. I don't think they will. I think James Madison will find a way to stay undefeated, stay in the top 25. Another one, and this one is particularly interesting because there's not many times that you see a football game where the line is 18.5, but the over-under is 31.5. That's Army Air Force. Man, is that strange. It's being played in Denver, Colorado, too. So the weather could be dicey. But you're talking about Army's over-under total is 7.5. Air Force's over-under total is 27.5. Something's not jiving here. You add those together, that's 35 points. That's 4 points away from the over-under. That never happens. So something smells, something stinks. That's why I stayed away from it. If it was 35, I probably would take the under. And it feels like it. Look, if you want to have a fun, I would call it a rock fight teaser, you take the under in that game and you take the under in the Iowa game. You don't watch either one of them and you check the score on your app later on. That's my walk-off. Do that as a wild teaser. All right. Y'all enjoy the weekend. I know I'm gonna about to beer 30 it, by God. Get ready for a football weekend. Y'all have a great one.
It's Friday, Working Stiffs. Everybody!
4, 3, 2, 1, happy weekend!
Goodbye, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. We're back tomorrow with another show.
Well, unless we're fired, we'll talk to you then. Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Guys and gals, it's time to go. We'll see you on the next show.
Same back time, same back channel.
Thanks for listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks on 99.1 FM WQEE, The Key in Noonan, Georgia, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country comes your way weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Please follow, like, and subscribe today. Armchair Quarterback Radio, your first choice for Southern sports.
Something of the 5th of September, something of the 5th of September. She said a lot that I can't remember. Something of the 5th. Can I get another cigarette, please? Can I get another cigarette, please? Yeah, I know I live to regret it. Just give me another cigarette, please.
You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia.
Are you looking for a reliable dental practice that not only cares about your teeth, but is friendly to work with? How about one that offers great deals and new patient promotions? Well, your search is over. Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton, Georgia is committed to giving you the biggest and brightest smile. Right now, get a $99 new patient special, including x-rays and exam. Maybe you're looking for veneers. Most Valuable Smiles veneer special includes one free veneer with every 5 purchased. Or get that bright white smile you've always wanted by taking advantage of an exclusive $100 off Zoom whitening treatment when you book today. And don't forget that 2022 is almost over. That means most insurance policies will reset by the new year, and to avoid losing that extra money, you need to use it or lose it. Book an appointment today with Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton to lock in these exclusive deals. Call 706-623-0318 or visit mostvaluablesmiles.com.
Well, the season's finally here.
The Armchair Quarterbacks are back. Saturdays, 10 a.m., you'll be tailgating with the Armchair Quarterbacks. Mac McGee, Joey Antones, and the rest of the Armchair Quarterbacks live, 10 a.m., Saturdays this fall. Talking college football, SEC, ACC, Big Ten, the NFL, fantasy football advice, and our picks against the spread. Right here on Braves Country HD, 99.1 FM, WQEE.
Yeah, the Armchair Quarterbacks.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.